This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 128th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The government has convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi today ahead of the winter session of Parliament. The winter session will begin tomorrow and will continue till 19th of December. More from our correspondent.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju will meet the floor leaders of political parties of both the Houses of Parliament. The meeting aims to foster cooperation and coordination among all political parties to ensure the smooth and productive functioning of Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. During the session, several important legislation are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. Some of the bills which are likely to be taken up are the Atomic Energy Bill 2025, the Insurance Laws Amendment Bill, the Higher Education Commission of India Bill 2025, and the National Highways Amendment Bill. During the session, Parliament is set to have 15 sittings across 19 days. With Anand Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The cyclonic storm Ditwa over southwest Bay of Bengal and adjoining North Sri Lanka and Tamil Nadu coast has slowed down its movement to 5 km per hour and lay centered over the same region. It is very likely to move nearly northwards parallel to North Tamil Nadu Puducherry coast during the next 24 hours. To act in case of emergency, the Coast Guard has deployed 3 ships and 1 aircraft off the Tamil Nadu coast. 14 disaster response teams have been kept on standby and 10 additional NDRF teams have been airlifted to Chennai from Pune and Vadodara. However, the red alert warning is likely to be withdrawn even as the cyclone has slowed down its movements. Rain alert is likely to occur at a few places over Chennai, Chengalpet, Kanchipuram, Delta areas and some interior districts. Air traffic other than services to Sri Lanka has been restored. Thailand Foreign Affairs Minister Sihasak Phuongkhitkyu has arrived in Delhi on a 4-day visit to India. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal welcomed him on his arrival last night, saying that the visit is an occasion to strengthen strategic partnership and enduring civilization ties. According to a Ministry of External Affairs, Phuongkhitkyu will hold official engagements in the national capital today. The voting for the by-election to 12 wards of Municipal Corporation of Delhi is being held today. The polling began at 7:30 in the morning and will continue till 5:30 in the evening. These wards include Mundka, Shalimar Bagh B, Ashok Vihar, Chandani Chowk, Chandani Mahal, Dwarka B, Dichaon Kala, Narayana, Sangam Vihar A, Dakshin Puri, Greater Kailash and Vinod Nagar. A total of 51 candidates are in fray, out of which 26 are female and 25 are male. The counting of votes will take place on 3rd of December. Union Coal Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy has said construction of the railway manufacturing unit at Warangal is on track for completion next year. Describing the RMU as a game-changing project for the region, Mr. Reddy said that construction work is progressing as per schedule with speed and scale. He inspected the site and reviewed the progress of various works. The unit is spread over 160 acres in the first phase taken up at an investment of 521 crore rupees. US President Donald Trump has said that Venezuela's airspace should be considered closed as Washington intensifies pressure on President Nicolas Maduro. In a social media post, President Trump called for an aerial blockade to airlines, pilots, drug dealers and human traffickers rather than to President Maduro. Venezuela's government said it forcefully rejects Trump's claim about closing the Air Force airspace and that it was a colonial threat intended to undermine the country's territorial integrity, aeronautical security and full sovereignty. And in badminton, India will be aiming for the title glory at the Syed Modi International 2025 today with Kidambi Srikanth and women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand sent to compete in their summit clashes at the Babu Banarsidass Indoor Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.